We're learning the Tshuva to be Chavedat. I thought we'd skip a little bit since next week is Chanukah to do some Chanukah-related Tshuvot. So we're going to just skip around a little bit instead of going in order. We're in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Dalid, which he has a number of Tshuvot that deal with Chanukah. His question is as follows. What do you do, this is over 2 weeks away, on Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat Chanukah? When do you light candles? When do you light candles on Erev Shabbat Chanukah? Because you usually light when you get home from Beit Knesset. Now, you can't do that because it's Shabbat. So you also can't do it after Mincha because it goes right into Shabbat. So how do you deal with this situation? How do you deal with the situation of Neirot Chanukah and Mincha and Arvit, of Mincha of Friday and Arvit of Shabbat? So the Aruch Chaim and the Kol, but right, you know, the Minhag is, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we always light Neirot Chanukah and the Beit Knesset between Mincha and Arvit. We always do it between Mincha and Arvit. That's when we light candles in the Beit Knesset. And the Erev Shabbat, we don't. Erev Shabbat, we light candles before Mincha. Now the reason, it makes a lot of sense. You've been to Beit Knesset. The time gets a little bit dachuk. You don't want to leave things till the last minute before Shabbat. We light candles, therefore, before Mincha. They light candles before Mincha on Erev Shabbat. Why? Because this way, Mincha takes a minute here, a minute there. If you have enough time, Shabbat will not get in your way. Okay, what about, fine, Seder. So we're in Beit Knesset, we're going to light candles before Mincha on Erev Shabbat. That happens to be what we do. What about everybody at home? Clearly they also lit before Mincha. You lit candles, and then you come to Mincha, and that does not seem to be a problem. If they're lighting in Beit Knesset before Mincha, because they're afraid of Shabbat being so soon, so certainly at home, they lit candles, and then they came to Mincha. Now the Ramah there disagrees. The Ramah writes to the Minhag Ashkenazim, Ein anu nohagim kein. Even on Erev Shabbat, they light between Mincha and Arvit. They say, no, they'll start Mincha a couple of minutes earlier. They'll start Mincha a couple of minutes earlier on Erev Shabbat Chanukah, and nonetheless light between Mincha and Arvit. So we follow the first approach. We light before Mincha. Fine. Now the Prima Gadim says, why would you do this? Why would the Ramah be so insistent? Why would the Ramah be so insistent? It has to be after Mincha. It has to be after Mincha. What's the difference? He says, because, think about it for a moment, we light the candles zecher to what was done in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, the menorah was lit after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Mincha corresponds to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Candle lighting of the menorah doesn't exactly correspond, but it symbolizes at the very least the lighting of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, which was done after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. If so, you should do Mincha first, and then Arvit later. So much so that there are a whole bunch of Achronim who quote this, and it sounds like you really, really must do that. You have to be careful to do that. Now the challenge is on Erev Shabbat, okay, it's a great idea, but you have another factor you have to take into consideration. What about a minyan? What about a minyan? You want to say mincha with a tzibur, and you want to get mincha, you want to get candle lighting, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So many achronim write based on this Prima Gadim, you're right, doesn't matter. It's so important to light candles after mincha. Say mincha by yourself, be a chidut. Say mincha by yourself, and then light candles after, and then come to Beit Knesset for Arvit. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. It's not possible. And therefore, they say, again, mincha b'yichidut, light candles, and then come to Beit Knesset. Now, Ravadi disagrees with this. He first of all quotes the Shla. The Shla HaKadosh writes even by Minhag Ashkenaz that that's not true. They should light candles at home, and then come to mincha. Also, Tshuvat Shur Yaakov, he says, you're right. Shur Yaakov says, look, the Prima Gadim's right. Prima Gadim's right. Really, 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 Mincha corresponds to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That's true. And the Menorah corresponds to Hadlakat Neirot in the Beit HaMikdash. That's true. And it's true that there's a proper order for these things to be done. That Mincha should come, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im should come before Hadlakat Neirot in the Beit HaMikdash. That's true. However, you have another factor to think about. Tfilah B'Tzibur. This is all nice. What the Prima Gadim is saying is beautiful. But what about Tfilah B'Tzibur? You can't neglect Tfilah B'Tzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur, he says, is even more important. It's even more important. First of all, the lighting menorah, the Chanukiah in our homes is not exactly corresponding to the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. It symbolizes that it's true. Mincha does correspond to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. He says, so given you have the multiple, you have to weigh the factors. On the one hand, you want to get the right order. Mincha, and then Hadlakat Neirot, and then and at the very least, Mincha and Hadlakat Neirot. We usually do Mincha Arvit and Hadlakat Neirot, but at the very least, get Mincha in first. But he says, but otherwise you lose Tfilah B'Tzibur. So he says the following. If you have the option, there's one minyan for Beit Knesset, There's one minyan at Zman. This year, this week, it was 5:10. There's a 5:10 mincha. So what are you going to do? You can't. So he said. So Rav Avadi writes, makes Mr. Yaakov.
Make it 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock is not going to help you. 5 o'clock is not going to help you. No, you're going to all going to run home like candles. You all have to run home. So that's what we do. But he says, given the option that for many people it doesn't work. People get out of work. It's 5 o'clock is not the easiest time. If there's only one minyan, you can only make it to 5 o'clock, 5:10, whatever it is. Come at 5 o'clock, 5:10 for mincha. Light candles at home before mincha and get mincha betzibur. Tefillah betzibur is more important than getting the order correct. However, if you have people who are home and available and can make an earlier minyan, so make an earlier minyan. So this year it works out really well. A lot of the schools have off. We're going to have an earlier minyan. We're going to have two minyanim. We're going to have a minyan at 3 o'clock, an early mincha, 3 o'clock that Friday. Those who can make it can make it. Come 3 o'clock. Go home. Get ready for Shabbat. Then you light candles. And then you come to make Knesset for Kabbalah Shabbat and Arvit, and you can do it. For now, a lot of people, you can't come at 3 o'clock. They can't get out of work at 3 o'clock. It's not possible. So for them, they would light candles at home and then come for mincha, tefillah betzibur. We're actually starting mincha a little bit earlier because we're going to light candles before mincha. We're going to light candles before mincha, so we can start a couple of minutes earlier just to make sure we have enough time for everybody. But again, if you can make it tefillah betzibur earlier, 3 o'clock, we'll have a minyan. So tavor lachem bracha, we'll have that minyan here for your, to make sure that those who want can or those who are able to can. But if you cannot, which is very common, particularly in the winter, if you cannot, it's better to do light candles at home first and then get mincha tefillah betzibur after and leaving the order out of it. It would be nice to have the order proper, but to lose tefillah betzibur over it, that Rav Avadia says, is not worthwhile.